that a bad guy's animation about a camera bot. Somebody who has a camera in its fourth year. That is in it. Anybody who grows fruit trees, the first 3 years is Orlov. The parents are also, by now, you're not allowed to derive benefit from pears that grow on the tree the first 3 years. And the fourth year is Revai. The dinner Revai is similar to Maestro Shane, as to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim, eat it there. Or you could redeem the fruit onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim, and then you would buy food with that money and eat that food in Yerushalayim. Beishami Aymrim ain't no chomesh, they ain't no beer. Beishami said the din of Karim Revai is that you do not have to add a chomesh when you redeem the fruit, as we said. If you don't want to bring the fruit itself to Yerushalayim, you can redeem it onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. And the din is when you redeem Maaser Sheni, you have to add a fifth to the value of the pears when you redeem it onto money. According to Beis Shammai, that's only by Maaser Sheni, not by Karim Revai. By Karim Revai, when you redeem it, there is no need to add a fifth. You can redeem it on the exact value. The din of beer also does not apply to Revai, according to Beis Shammai. As the din is on an Erev Pesach of the fourth and seventh year of Shemitah, you have to get rid of all the maaser that you still have in your house. And the pasuk says, "Be'arti ha'kodesh min ha'bayis." I've gotten rid of all the kodesh from my house. And after you distributed all the maaser from your house, you would say vidui maaser. You would say the confession. Say you distributed your maaser properly. According to Beis Shammai, this applies only to maaser, not to Revai. Beis Hillel I'm Rem Yeshla. Beis Hillel said that the din of beer and the din of chomesh apply to Karim Revai just like maaser sheni. As according to Beis Hillel, Karim Revai is worked out for maaser sheni just like by maaser sheni. When you redeem it out to money, you have to add a fifth to the value of the pears. You have to bring an extra fifth to Yerushalayim. So too by Revai, when you redeem it out to money, you have to add a fifth. And so too the din of beer applies also to Revai, just like by Maestros, according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said, somebody who has pears in his fourth year, the parrot and the olot have to be left for the aniyim. The parrot are the fruit that fall in the process of harvesting. And the olot are somebody who harvests grapes, and he has clusters that do not have a katzif or a nutzif. These have to be left for the aniyim. And when the aniyim take the parrot and the olot from the Revai, they would have to redeem it themselves. As parrot olot have to be redeemed if you want to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. And according to Beis Shammai, since we don't run out Revai from Maaser Sheni, so Revai is considered chul, and it's considered regular fruit. It doesn't have any special kedusha. So since it doesn't have any special kedusha, you have to leave the parrot and the olot to the aniyim, just like any other fruit. Beis Hillel says, no, you do not have to leave parrot and olot to the aniyim when you have fruit in its fourth year. As according to Beis Hillel, Revai is learned out from Maaser Sheni. So Revai does have kedusha. Since it has kedusha, it's different than regular fruit, and the dinim of parrot and olot do not apply to Revai. Instead, you could bring all of it to the wine press, and then you would redeem it and bring the money to Yerushalayim. You don't have to leave any of it to the aniyim. Instead, all of it would go to the wine press to be pressed for wine, and either you can bring the wine to Yerushalayim, or you can redeem it onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim, according to Beis Hillel. Somebody who has a vineyard, that all the clusters in this vineyard are ololos. They are clustered without kasef or nasef, without a shoulder or a drip, meaning it only has loose grapes on it. It's not a full cluster. And olos are given to the aniyim, like we had previously. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Baal Bayis, Rabbi Akiva Omer LaAniyim. Rabbi Eliezer says in this case that there aren't any regular clusters, there's only olos in his vineyard. He does not have to leave the clusters to the aniyim. The Baal Bayis is allowed to take the clusters, while Rabbi Akiva holds that even in this case, that all the clusters are olos, he would have to leave the clusters to the aniyim. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. The Pasuk says, Ki tivzor lo to olos. And main butzer, minayin olos. When you harvest your grapes, you shouldn't take the olos. But if you have no grapes to harvest, and there are no regular clusters here that you can take for yourself, why would you have to leave the olos to the aniyim? Since you don't have a regular harvest of grapes that you can take for yourself, you're not obligated to give all of your grapes from your vineyard to the aniyim. And the Mephoshim explained that according to Rabbi Eliezer, only in a case where you have at least three full clusters that are not olos that you can take for yourself, would you have to leave the clusters that are olos to the aniyim. that less than three regular clusters that you can take for yourself, in such a case, you would not have to leave the otolos to the aniyim, and since there are less than three regular clusters, this is not called kitzitzor. This is not a case where you're harvesting your vineyard for yourself, since your vineyard mostly consists of otolos, and therefore you would not have to leave the otolos to the aniyim. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Eliezer, "Ukarma chalota olal afilu kulo olal." We can learn from the pasuk of a karma chalota olal that even if your vineyard consists entirely of clusters of olal, you have to leave that for the aniyim. And came la menemar ki tisor lota olal. If we learn out from the pasuk of a karma chalota olal, that you have to leave the olos to the aniyim, even if all you have are olos. So what do we do with the pasuk of ki tisor lota olal? We learn out from this pasuk that the aniyim have no right to take the olos prior to the harvest. They have to wait for the harvest to take the olos from the vineyard. As according to Rabbi Kiva, we don't learn out from the pasuk of kitzitzor lo to'ola that only if there are regular clusters that the Baal Bayis can take for himself, does he have to leave the olos to the aniyim. Instead, we learn out from this pasuk that the aniyim have no right to take the olos prior to the harvesting of the vineyard. And Rabbi Eliezer will hold that if your vineyard consists entirely of olos, that the Baal Bayis does not have to leave them for the aniyim. He learns out from the pasuk of a karmach olos to ola that even though the aniyim have no right to take the olos prior to the harvest, that doesn't mean that the Baal Bayis can take them for himself prior to the harvest. Even though he has not yet done the harvest and the aniyim have no right to take them yet, the Baal Bayis cannot take them for himself. That's what the pasuk of a karmach olos to ola is teaching us, that the Baal Bayis cannot take the olos at all, even though it's prior to the harvest. He has to leave them for the aniyim.